This is in the news for March 14th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. First story today is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written by Catherine M. Skiba. Wisconsin Senator calls for a censure of Bush over domestic spying. Senator Russ Feingold introduced a Senate resolution Monday calling for the censure of President Bush for what the senator called the quote-unquote illegal wiretapping of Americans. Wisconsin Democrat made the announcement Sunday on the ABC news program This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Sometimes called a condemnation or denouncement, censure remains a rare, little-known tactic. Only once in history has a president been censured, Andrew Jackson in 1834. But 3 years later, the censure resolution was expunged. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, a Tennessee Republican, appearing on the same news program, quickly dismissed Feingold's plan as a, quote, crazy political move, end quote. Frist continued, Russ is just wrong, he's flat wrong, he's dead wrong, end quote. At issue is the National Security Agency's warrantless surveillance after September 11, 2001, of emails and phone calls that passed through the United States and involved people overseas with suspected links to terrorist groups. The controversial program became public in newspaper accounts late last year. Feingold said domestic wiretaps without warrants were prohibited under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978. Feingold said, quote, what the president did by consciously and intentionally violating the Constitution and the laws of this country with this illegal wiretapping has to be answered, end quote. If a president has authority to ignore the laws, he said, quote, he could even order the assassination of American citizens, end quote. Frist said the National Security Agency's domestic wiretaps were, quote, lawful, constitutional, and protecting the American people, end quote. Feingold stopped short of calling for President Bush's impeachment, although he said it remained an option. He said, quote, this is right in the strike zone of the concept of high crimes and misdemeanors, end quote. Frist said Feingold's approach sent a terrible, terrible signal to Iran and other countries, adding that it was wrong to signal a, quote, lack of support for our commander-in-chief, end quote. He said Bush led with a bold vision and was making the homeland safer. He also said, that's Frist, that is, quote, the American people are solidly behind this president in conducting this war on terror, end quote. But Feingold complained that the Bush administration has used, quote, shifting legal justifications, end quote, for the program, first pointing to the 1978 surveillance law and then to a use of force resolution after September 11, 2001, and finally saying the president has inherent authority to ignore laws passed by Congress. He said a censure resolution gave lawmakers the chance to say, quote, Mr. President, you made a mistake here, end quote. Feingold continued, quote, hopefully he would apologize for having done this. We as a Congress have to stand up to a president who acts as if the Bill of Rights and the Constitution were repealed on September 11th. We didn't enact martial law on September 11th, end quote. Both Feingold, a liberal maverick, and Frist, who just topped a GOP presidential straw poll in his native Tennessee, might run for president in 2008. Feingold told Stephanopoulos that he would not decide whether to run until after midterm congressional elections in November. Feingold said, quote, if there was a way that I could get this president to say that he had violated the law, to reverse course on this Iraq mess, and to stop promoting the policies that he has in the USA Patriot Act, I'd be happy not to run for president, end quote. Feingold, in an interview with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, said he has no idea how much support his censure resolution would garner since he had not discussed it with other senators. He was critical of ongoing bids in the Senate to give approval to the National Security Agency's eavesdropping program, much as it was secretly authorized by Bush. He said, quote, a scary precedent, adding that such attempts were akin to getting caught for speeding and then asking the legislature to raise the speed limit because I broke the law, end quote. He expects the resolution might be considered first by the Senate Rules Committee and would like the panel to vote on it. An alternative is taking it to the Senate floor as a legislative amendment to another bill. There's more on this at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which is at ledger-enquirer.com. Ledger-enquirer.com. Next up, in a related story from editor and publisher at editorandpublisher.com, published March 10th, Days of DeWine and Ruses, Reporters May Be Exempt from Eavesdropping Bill. Reporters who write about government surveillance could be prosecuted under proposed legislation that would solidify the administration's eavesdropping authority, according to some legal analysts who are concerned about dramatic changes in U.S. law. But an aide to the bill's chief author, Senator Mike DeWine, Republican of Ohio, said that it is not the intention of the legislation. Mike Dawson, a senior policy advisor to DeWine, responding to an inquiry Friday afternoon, said, quote, it in no way applies to reporters in any way, shape, or form. If a technical fix is necessary, it will be made, end quote. Associated Press obtained a copy of the draft of the legislation, which could be introduced as soon as next week. The draft would add to the criminal penalties for anyone who, quote, intentionally discloses information identifying or describing, end quote, the Bush administration's terrorist surveillance program or any other eavesdropping program conducted under a 1978 surveillance law. Under the boosted penalties, those found guilty could face fines up to $1 million, 15 years in jail, or both. Kate Martin, director of the Center for National Security Studies, said the measure is broader than any existing laws. She said, for example, the language does not specify that the information has to be harmful to national security or classified. She said, quote, the bill would make it a crime to tell the American people that the president is breaking the law, and the bill could make it a crime for the newspapers to publish that fact, end quote. That was from Martin, Kate Martin, who's a civil liberties advocate. DeWine is co-sponsoring the bill with Senators Olympia Snowe of Maine, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Chuck Hagel of Nebraska. The White House and Republican Senate leaders have indicated general support, but the bill could face changes as it works its way through Congress. Existing U.S. law makes it a crime to disclose classified information to an unauthorized person, generally putting the burden on government officials to protect the information. But a special provision exists to provide added protections for highly classified electronic or signals intelligence. That would include U.S. intelligence codes or systems used to break them. David Tomlin, the AP's Assistant General Counsel, said government officials with security clearances would be potential targets under DeWine's bill. He said, quote, but so would anyone else who received an illegal disclosure under the proposed act, knew what it was, and deliberately disclosed it to others. That's what some reporters do, often to great public benefit, end quote. Lucy Dalglish, executive director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, said the language would allow anyone, quote, if you read a story in the paper and pass it along to your brother-in-law, end quote, to be prosecuted. She also said, quote, as a practical matter, would they use this to try to punish any newspaper or any broadcast? It essentially makes coverage of any of these surveillance programs illegal. I'm sorry, that's just not constitutional, end quote. Again, that story is from Editor and Publisher at editorandpublisher.com. And finally, out of Bulgaria, from Sofia News Agency at novinite.com. That's N-O-V-I-N-I-T-E.com. An interesting little piece here. And you'll note that some things get a little distorted in the translation. U.S. want full access to Bulgarian military bases. This is dated today, the 14th of March. The United States demand that Bulgaria grants them unlimited access to Bulgaria's military bases and equipment, and Bulgaria does not agree, Angel Nedinov, head of the Parliamentary Defense Committee, has said. Negotiations concerning U.S. military bases on our, that's Bulgaria's turf, still haven't been concluded, Nedinov explained for private Nova Television. Three negotiation stages have been so far completed since October of 2005, and Bulgaria is currently very close to the finish, he explained. However, major disagreements arise around the conditions of access to the bases. While Bulgaria wants guarantees that these facilities would not be used without its consent, the U.S. demand full access. They also want to apply their own jurisdiction and laws when an American violates the law on Bulgarian grounds. Bulgarians do not agree on that point, and this has stalled the negotiations for a while. Should both sides reach an agreement, the U.S. would pay for the use and maintenance of the facilities and invest in military infrastructure, but all bases will be under a Bulgarian flag. There's no guarantee that such an agreement would be reached at all, Nedinov warned, and added that no concrete deadlines have been set for concluding the negotiations. There is a big difference between Bulgaria and Romania's negotiation with the U.S., the committee head said. While Romania has met all the demands put forth by the Americans, while Bulgaria is trying to protect its national interests, Nedinov explained. The U.S. has asked to be given access to a third military base in central Bulgaria, though negotiations have been so far focused on two sites alone, an airfield at Grof Ignatievo, near the second-largest Bulgarian city of Plovdiv, is said to match all of the Pentagon's requirements, defense officials have said. Sofia and Washington have already reached an agreement on two other bases, one at Bessemer Airfield and the other at Novo Selo Shooting Range. The general command of the Bulgarian and Romanian troops will be in Romania. Again, that's from Sofia News Agency at novinite.com. This has been In the News for March 14th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOW LP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. We'll talk to you next time.